dead. Dead. Hello, hello, and welcome to yet another episode of Craft Beer is Dead. I am one of your hosts, Bree the Pint-Sized Traveler, accompanied by...
I'm the other one, and I'm a Chris Face.
And...
I am Allie, a little hot flower. That me.
That bitty, who you know, I'm sure you guys have seen online, especially on my stories, especially me trying to scare the piss out of her, especially when she stays at our house. You know, I'm sure you guys are quite familiar, but we're very, 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 very excited to have her on for a recording. We've been trying to plan this out for quite a while, so luckily we're able to sit down. We were supposed to brew today.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Chris, fuck, no, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm
no,
totally
no.
kidding. I know exactly
Wait,
what happened.
Wait, is this your fault?
Yes. No, a distribution company who will not be named.
Yeah.
Due to inclement weather,
yeah.
Everything's been delayed.
But, yeah, Voldemort would say that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, classic Voldemort. He's actually running a logistics company now. Did you know that?
I didn't, but you learn something new every
I like
day.
When I throw something your way and you have no idea what the fuck to do with it. And you're just like, ugh, sure.
I'll just agree with him.
Yeah.
Well.
So what are we talking about today? What's the hap? What's the scoop?
Lots of shit. I mean, there's just so much to talk about with Allie. I mean, she pretty much has worked in a plethora of different facets of the industry. Currently, she is in production, which is crazy fucking badass.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of not, well, I won't say rare, but, you know, it's definitely harder to come by. A female in the industry who does work production, especially one as just downright funny as you. So that's why we thought it would be fantastic for you guys to get to hear her story, get to hear some crazy shit that's happened to her, which, I mean, if you follow Worst Beer Blog, maybe you've seen it. On, no.
Yeah, we can get it. Actually, oh, write that,
yeah, write that down.
A little you know, I really like that word, plethora.
Plethora.
Would you say I have a plethora?
Plethora. Yes.
All right. So who are you? Where do you come from?
So what's your your story? What do you
to sleep.
Eat for breakfast?
That kid just fell outside.
Oh my gosh, did he?
She? That clearly
he
is
a pretty little dress.
Clearly a little girl.
Sorry, who are you?
Yeah.
I don't know who I am. I struggle with my identity daily. So what's up? Hi, hello. I'm Allie, again, little hot flower. Oh man, I also hate it when people like don't even call me by my name. Like I walk up
Which
and that's
doesn't that happen like an absurd amount of time, especially getting more
the
and
times
more
I
into
decide
it.
To go into public. Yes, it happens yeah. more often than I would like
and
it
and
to.
And you try not to be offended, but like, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, huh.
I usually just like make an abrupt jump in the air and I'm like, who?
I try not to be snarky, but being snarky, I say, well, my birth certificate, my name's Bree, nice to meet you. Like, and it just comes off usually pretty bitchy, but it's also semi-intended.
I've been in the craft beer industry since I was about 22 years old. I started on the retail side of things. I grew up in a small town where there's not really a big craft beer scene. I was working at GameStop at the time. I was pretty miserable because video game retail is and
you tell that to him now.
Yeah, now he's laughing.
Seriously. So I don't know, like someone was like, "Oh, you should go see if that liquor store across the street is hiring." I'm like, "Oh, sure. I mean, I don't know. I guess liquor retail sounds pretty cool. Like I first started thinking, oh, there mustn't be any Black Fridays. It's just a liquor store. There mustn't be any returns. It's a liquor store. So I go in and they're just like, yeah, we're hiring. I get the job pretty much like immediately. And I was like freshly 21. I started out with spirits. Like they're like, oh, we're going to make you a spirit consultant. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do this. I don't really like liquor.
Ghosts, right?
Yeah. I'm your spirit guide. I'm going to direct you to the liquid for your spirit. But yeah, and then I like transitioned over to wine, and I was like studying wine pretty hardcore for like 6 months, and I'm like, this is boring. Like, I do love a good wine, yeah, and it's nice, yeah, to have knowledge of it, but it wasn't for me. Mm-mm. The beer consultant at the time had accidentally received a slim of Sugar Plum from Cigar City at the time, and he knew that if he tapped it before the distributors came back, they couldn't take it back.
Clever little minx.
Because we had a growler station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he tapped it, and he gave me a sample. And I'm like, holy shit, dude, this is really good. Because, like, I was just, like, a Bud Light drinker, yeah, or whatever at the time. I was like, what is this? He's like, oh, it's this, I hate the word, it's this ale with spices and all this other schmear. So I was like, man, this is pretty complex and awesome. So I got pretty interested. I started studying, looking up things on YouTube, and then he had left. Some other kid who got hired, who was like not only younger than me but obscenely smart about craft beer, was hired shortly after, so he got the job before me. He is now a Progressive rep for the Pensacola area. He's a very good friend of mine. So it took me a while to get the position of the craft beer consultant, but eventually I did get it. And since then, I'm like, oh, okay, this is cake. Like, I was ordering good shit. I understood what I was ordering. I understood, you know, if it was hard to sell, how would I sell it? Like lambics and, you know, wild, like, fermentation beers, yeah, and stuff like that. So I was actually pretty good at it. And I'm like, you know what? This just seems too easy to me. I want to learn how to make this shit. Like, I want to get back there and do all this. And plus, I'm pretty sure that means I don't have to deal with customers, too.
Yes.
So, like, let me get back there.
So, what's the first back of the house you ever saw?
Let me see. So, the first brewery outside of Infinite Ale Works from my hometown that I had ever been to was Red Cypress.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I went on my very first brewery hopping trip with some local craft beer lovers from Ocala that took me in and are the reason where I am today. And they took me to Red Cypress and, like, all these, I can't remember. I got so drunk that day. I just remember the end of my day, I fell asleep on the bar at Wop Tops. Yeah. But the first production area I've seen was Infinite Ale Works in Ocala, because it was Ocala's first and only brewery for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. And
where I met you.
Yes. Shout out. We'll talk about that later.
I think I've heard remnants of that story, yeah, too.
So I'll go ahead and give a few shout outs here. Renato and Sam Betty from Infinite are 100% of the reason where I am today, even though they are pains in the asses to work with. They would come into ABC and be like, hey, do you have this? So I'm like, I don't know what that is. Could you explain it to me? They're like, if you get this in, you save it for us. So it kind of became like a habit over the year. Like, oh, it was like all the back in the day, the funky Buddha one-off, yeah, bombers.
But it's learning that brand and what is the good of those brand, you know, what is and popular.
I would always walk into Infinite after my shift and be like, here's your shit, bitches. And like, everyone would be like, hey, like, I don't know. It's like, it was like really creating like my first craft beer family there for me, like in like production wise and stuff. Like, I don't know. That's just, and because of them, I'm like, oh man, I really need to get back in production. So I reached out to some breweries in Gainesville, and the first receptive one was Swamp Head, but for a bartending position.
Okay.
But when they did interview me, they're like, wow, you like, you really like know your stuff. I'm like, well, I mean, I worked on the retail side. I would hope I do. So they hired me to train other bartenders to understand what they were pouring. And
but did you get shifts too?
Yeah, like, I got shifts, you were too. Bartending. Yeah, but they just thought like, oh, you can help with this. That's which cool. I was more than happy to help. Yeah. Absolutely. So it's a college town. Like, you know, the bartending side is going to have some turnover, you, yeah, know? But yeah, it was like super awesome. And the director of operations would drink at the bar mostly every night. And I would like talk his ear off. I'm like, I want to learn how to do this. Like, please let me get back there. Like, I'll quit my other job and I will just dedicate myself to y'all. And he was like, yeah, we could use a girl back there.
Was it Nick?
Oh yeah, my God. It was Nick.
All right. Nick is awesome. The one thing I will say about him, if he is listening, does he have like the deepest voice for not the deepest voice looking guy you've
absolutely
ever seen?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Does it just throw you off when he starts talking?
Yeah,
you're
just like, hey. Jesus Christ. Really? Barry Manilow. Really?
I was completely thrown off too, for sure.
That's like, so funny.
Yeah.
Imagine the people who talk to him on the phone for like hours and hours and hours and then have to meet him in person and the picture they painted. Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny.
No, he was just like, yeah, I think we're pretty much ready for a girl back there. Like, it hasn't happened yet. So went back there, like immediately just dove in 40 hours a week. Learning everything I possibly could as fast as I could, because like, you know, they need you to like jump on the ball, like,
yeah.
So much. I learned how to operate in maintenance a cast canning line.
That thing is oh my God.
I don't want to talk about it.
I worked on one at a different brewery, and I did like a training day on that one specifically.
Yeah,
it is a nightmare.
That cask, like,
why, what's the difference?
It's just a shitty machine.
It's a five head, right?
Yeah, it's five head.
Yeah.
It's something that was always breaking. Mm. And it would only ever work if Nick came out and diddled it. And then it would
diddled
be fine.
It? Yeah.
Nick just had to manhandle it. And it's like, oh, yes, daddy, I'll work now.
No, that's been like the other spot, too. It was just like, all right, this one piece that cost you $22,000 should be working perfectly.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't. But if you put a rubber band just the right way,
it will. Just the right way.
Jeez. Yeah. Fuck. It's like, fuck, yeah. God. It's like duct taping a Mercedes just to make it awesome.
I mean, however, they fucking killed it with getting, like, sexy DOs and, you know, mm-hmm. amongst other things. Like, even though that canning line is shit, they put out pretty good quality beer. Like, for sure. But, like, the other thing that was always fucking up was the goddamn D-Pow would, like, crush cans and, like, send those crush cans down your chute. And you have to make sure you get those crush cans out before it fuck.
Yeah, all at about 36 cans per minute, by the way. So, like,
oh my God.
Do that, run over, grab it, but also don't let your pack techs back up or anything like that. It's a fucking, yep. Yeah.
And it's really only like two people on the canning line operating it.
Hey, I've been there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's fine.
But it was also really neat just understanding, like, going through that difficult, frustrating process and then learning how to work a centrifuge and then working with 120 barrel tanks and then working with a 4-vessel 30 barrel system. Like, I started out big and hard. And I'm glad I did that because I've just been downsizing my whole life. I went from 4-vessel 30, 2-vessel 10, 2-vessel 7. And guys, I am at the perfect alley size brew house right now.
And a stupid bitch has her own fucking fooder. Like, fuck you.
Two
fooder. Fuck you.
I have two tutors. Of my tutors. Own tutors.
If we don't end the show,
that's
with
how
that.
We're getting. Yeah. Oh my God. Write it down.
But yeah,
spoiler
like,
alert.
Pretty much ever since like I was 21, every single job I've ever had has incorporated craft beer at some point. Like, I was a bar back and assistant ordering manager for World of Beer. I was the beer and spirit consultant for Total Wine. Yeah, like it's.
I think you guys may have done a lot of the same jobs.
It's fucking spooky, actually. Now that I'm hearing it,
breweries too.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny. Wow.
Yeah, the Swamp Head thing, like, I keep forgetting you used to work
oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was there for a little bit. And then before I was with them, we actually sold them with Brown all the time. So, mm-hmm. like, yeah, they did pretty well. They're good people.
So, you know Craig Berkmeyer, right?
Yeah.
He was my boss at Infinite after I left.
Yeah, he ended up, going and starting Infinite. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like Swamp Head, then Craig, then Joe.
Yeah.
I'm never away, escaping man. Them. They have me in their grasp forever.
Straight the fuck up. That's pretty funny.
All right. So
you guys want to crack open?
I was just going to say that. Get the fuck out of my head.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was even looking at you.
Yeah.
So Allie was gracious enough to bring up this banger. I'm just assuming it is because, duh. Dissolver presents Born Again in the Juicy. So obviously Dissolver out of Asheville. Juicy IPA with Citra, Incognito, Crystal, Mosaic, and Mosaic Cryo hops. So
with Naked Vincent upon the can.
Yeah, we will definitely include a photo of that.
Oh, man. Yeah, so no, like one thing we always try to do too is like while she's pouring that is show some love to some other stuff you can actually get in the area. So if you can't find that in the Orlando area or anything like that, I have seen recently the Thank You for Existing, which is their Kolsch. Mm-hmm. And then also their Air Cuddles, which is a New Zealand style Pilsner. I think that was a collaboration with Calusa as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
We have some for yeah. Christian, whenever he comes out.
Nay,
just
yeah.
pour him
yeah,
some and then hide it.
So right before this, Allie hid one of our taproom managers' basically essentials for his lunch, and he just gives the best reactions.
It was the blue cheese.
I just keep meaning to just make him his own YouTube channel because he's just one of the funniest motherfuckers I've ever met in my life.
He's the happiest grumpy man.
He is, but he's like an 85-year-old trapped in a 25-year-old's body.
He is Rumpelstiltskin.
So funny. Yeah, I know you hear us, motherfucker.
Yep. He's right behind me, isn't he?
He's right behind you. Oh, man. So while we sip this, so what started your passion with forklifts and why?
Well,
oh, damn, that's good.
Yeah, that's
oh
pretty fucking juicy.
God, holy shit. Hold on.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I need another second on that. Hot damn. Smooth as fuck. Man.
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's really
that
fucking
is so good.
Good.
That is so good. And it's like even getting past the naked butt cheeks on the can, you can really.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. That is so good.
Good job, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So anyway,
wow.
So, forklifts is bae.
Yeah, beer and forklifts. Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
which is another thing that you two assholes have in common, how many shenanigans you've pulled on forklifts.
I think it's more just a. Okay, so. And not to frame a question very specifically, I feel like any other job in any other industry where you had to drive a forklift, it'd be a very formal training, like a week, to yeah. 2 weeks. No, okay, I should say this allegedly.
Yeah.
Not saying that any breweries or any places that we've worked haven't
Come
trained us
with
properly.
Me and you'll see a world of OSHA violations.
OSHA? Where we're going, we don't need OSHA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's funny too, because like when I see people like, yeah, I'm forklift certified, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, I can tell you.
What does that paper even look like?
Yeah, I can tell you how much not to pick up with one. But yeah. So, I don't know. It's one of those things where they just throw you out on the job. So, yeah, why the obsession with forklifts?
It's funny.
I don't know. It's
just
like,
so funny.
It's a piece of, like we had mentioned previously before this episode started, it's too much power for one human being to, like, hold in their hands. But once you master it, you're just like, ah.
And how many biddies do you see on a forklift? It's just like.
I mean, hey.
You're like, oh, my God. I've never been more attracted to you in my life. And she's, like, whipping
Splooge,
it around.
Yeah.
What is it? The one of the beer memes I saw the other day was just like, when she's 5'2", tattooed, and forklift certified. And you're like,
and works
That's
at a brewery
hilarious.
Too. Someone tagged me in that,
that
meme.
Is so funny.
And then the guy who runs the page was like, oh my God, she may be perfect. Is she a forklift driver? And I responded to his comment. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a forker, dude.
Forker? I fork on the first date.
Oh my God. We should make one that just says big spoon, little spoon, fork.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's
and
awesome.
My obsession with forklifts definitely has to come from Swamphead because like they give you proper formal training for sure, but they're also like they're so confident in you, which is I mean great, like you'll be fine. Like it's such it's a complex piece of machinery, but it's also not at the same time. But with the training at a big production brewery like that, like you're almost kind of like mentally forced like to get used to it, and it was just like I think it's just like amazing training because now when I haven't driven a forklift in almost like 2 years, but I did previously like a couple of weeks ago, and it just still felt like riding a bicycle. Like
it's crazy. Like when we got all our equipment in, like I had left the last brewery that I actually did a lot of forklifting at, and I hadn't been on one in like maybe 9 months. Ooh. And then you got like these 1,200 to like 2,000 pound tanks going on. And, all of a sudden, like, you're just like, yeah, it's really expensive, whatever, but, like, I could probably whip it around that corner pretty easy.
Yeah. That'd be cool. We're fine. We're fine.
No, like, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Go, like, actually, just go ahead and slide that plywood underneath this one tire so it don't fall through the drain. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Side story, a really close friend of mine from Ocala, Summer Patterson, shout out, works at a tool store, and they just paid for her forklift certification, and she, like, so she knows all about me and, like, my love for it. She sent me a picture of her with her certification, and she's like, She was like, you can't, like, I got this before you. You can't fucking drip like this, bitch.
Speaking of dripping, like your fucking Publix slides. Did you know that Publix has an entire apparel section on their website?
What?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I swear to God.
Apparel
section? Apparel. Yeah. So yeah. Listen.
What kind of Publix apparel can I get?
Yes.
Slides.
Slides. Like what? Like after game shoes that like rappers. Shirts. There's rappers have this shit.
Big Baby Scumbag in Tampa Big has a pair.
What's the pink shirt you were saying?
It's like a light pink shirt with subs all over it and a little Publix logo
How
on the bottom.
How fucking funny is that?
That's pretty dope.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. I thought that was hysterical.
So I bought a pair of Publix slides and I wore them to a Young Gravy concert and I had Young Gravy sign them.
Oh snap.
So y'all can't drip like this.
I'm actually jealous of something I didn't even know existed until 30 seconds ago.
Right? Isn't it so funny? Like, why do I want them so badly now? Like,
you
I
just do. What like, sucks is son of a bitch. I wore those slides one time after getting them signed, and the signature kind of faded a little bit, so now I can never wear my public never. Slides again. You I have to buy another pair.
Absolutely.
You might be able to put like some like fingernail polish over it.
No, I'm just going to buy another pair.
All right, that's fine.
Because those are sacred. I need to frame them, actually. I'll figure that out.
Yeah, some type of like shoe display, just one of those little cases with like a single light.
Absolutely. They'll be worth money someday. Like a trophy case. Young Gravy rips. That's fine. Look him up.
You know, he only raps about food.
Food.
I swear to God.
And stealing your mom. He raps about food and stealing your mom.
It's fucking funny. It's pretty fucking funny. Let's see. So we kind of talked about this yesterday, but now it's just making me like want to make you give an answer on the spot. What's one brewery that you would never work for in a million years?
Gotta be careful on this one.
I know.
All right. I'm gonna go pee while you do this.
No, I wanted to go pee.
Hold on. Does anyone have like a TikTok sound? Like
yes. I knew she would just like have an answer, but also be like so uncomfortable.
One brewery I would never work for. Ever, ever, ever. Yeah. Am I comfortable saying my answer? Like whoops.
I mean, they already provided you room and board for at least 30 minutes, it sounds like. So
oh my God.
I will never work for a brewery that has a Blue Lives Matter flag outside of their goddamn brewery.
That's,
Jesus Christ. That's a bit much.
I'm just, okay, have the opinions you want to, but the moment you start putting politics into your branding.
With your branding.
Richmond, there was a lot. And it's like, either I just don't want that to be my mood. If I'm going out to drink and shit, you know, that's just kind of.
I'm coming to taste your beer and chill, not to agree with you on your politics.
Exactly. Yeah, like, there's nothing I want to do with that. Nothing.
And also besides that, I did have a very bad experience there. Not personally, but a girlfriend of mine who was with me there ordering a beer. It didn't seem like a nice environment. After that incident, I probably won't.
So I don't want to say again, that this was kind of I thought she would say one of three, and I was kind of hoping it would be that one because it segments into. So what wasn't it about her asking if he just had any sours? They just had sours. And then he just like ripped her a new one for even
asking how, like a
the
customer
audacity to ask, and said that like he would have to get a new system or something, like just made like set you know, obviously more.
It just basically sounded like they didn't understand like the process or like the cleanup with it, which is fine. Like kettle sours are fucking difficult. Mm-hmm. I get it. But at the same time, you don't talk to a customer like that.
Just because she asked if they had a sour.
You just
on
say,
the menu.
Just say we don't like sours, so we don't make them. And that's all you have to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And like ripped her a fucking new one in front of people because she just asked. If that was the thing.
Yeah, that's not the right way to go with that. At least from a customer service standpoint. At least just be like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my one. I'd never work there.
So, now that, you know, you've been in the industry for so long, like, but are so young, what is some advice you would give 21-year-old you about, specifically about going into the industry?
Definitely be confident. Like, if this is what you want to do, you have to be headstrong about it. be headstrong no matter what anyone tells you. If this is what you want to do, you keep doing it. I've had multiple people tell me, oh, you should just stick to social media because it seems like that's what you're better at. Like, oh, no, my God. I'm in a learning process here. Like,
but who are the people telling you that? People within the industry?
Yeah, or, people, yeah? Within, people I was working with were telling me that. Hmm. And I am hard-headed, as you know, and I would not take that. I want to learn how to make beer. This is the job I want. And if I so happen to be good at other things too on the side, fine, but that doesn't define me. What defines me is what I want to do and what I will strive to keep doing. And I'm still in the game. No matter yep. what any negative criticism I've gotten. So definitely be headstrong, ask stupid questions, double check everything, and fuck pressure.
Yeah, I mean, you just the conversations we've had, there's times where there's someone who's been in the game a while older, and you still, you know, figure out sometimes some people are wrong, and yeah. you know, and it's do you
I'm sorry.
No.
I think that's one of those things where like that crosses over to so many levels too. And I've had so many humbling moments in my own career where I remember specific points that I thought I knew what I was talking about and I didn't. Or I thought a certain way of doing things was the right way because whatever the fucking situation I was in, but it wasn't the right way. And I think that a lot of people, when they work their way through a certain amount of years in a career, find themselves in that position where they think, oh, I've been doing this longer than you. So yeah. Therefore, I know more than you. And I am therefore on a higher, weird, mentally associated hierarchy that they put themselves in than you. And so it's just that kind of thing of like trying to stay humble, trying to always learn and being open to things. If that
but
makes
does
sense.
It also come from the people who kind of go through their learning and their, we'll say like schooling, whatever, 20, 30 years ago. And then that was the last time they got a certification mm-hmm. or looked into new anything.
Actually,
you know
on that
I mean?
Same vein too, of like taking those certifications, mm-hmm. right? And thinking that's the fucking Bible because
yeah,
it's not.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. I mean, look at the CBS. Like, yeah. You know, just some of the parameters, that's is what also made it so fucking hard is because
so
it's not
school.
Like everybody yeah. follows that, you know, including you guys, you know, with some shit. And so you look at it and you're like, oh.
I'll speak specifically with a well-renowned school up in Chicago that I had a very fortunate experience to go to. It's not mm-hmm. a braggadocious thing. I just was very fortunate to be able to go.
Braggadocious.
I am the certified. Fuck all it. But even they the one, the two things actually, they teach very archaic ways of brewing mm-hmm. that don't translate anymore. And they work. They definitely work. But that's not to say it's the only way to do it. And they do have a judgmental attitude towards things that are against that. Two, there were insanely qualified people, like people who had been working for Guinness, Heineken, Coors, working for 25 years on one specific thing. One guy can tell you 17 billion ways to fix your pump and like with a zip tie and a fucking can of applesauce. I don't fucking know. But at the same time, he's a home brewer and he's really excited about it. He's about to retire and he has no idea why the fuck you would make a New England. Why would you do that? That's insane to me. And like, those are the kind of things where they're so qualified in certain realms
yeah.
that the one thing they know is the one thing they know that they're not like familiar with or not necessarily not open to, but oftentimes kind of stubborn against changing with the times.
And more vocal also yeah. on why they're not changing with the times.
So I guess one thing I'll just go ahead and say, like right off the bat, seniority, am I saying that word correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything in this industry.
No.
Degrees, certifications, taking classes, unless you're working in the lab aspect, mm-hmm. doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have never taken a class on this stuff. I don't have a degree in, well, I have a degree in liberal arts. I don't have anything related to like brewing, nothing. I have learned everything from YouTube and volunteering and making friends.
That's also why I respect what you do the most, because you're the type of person who is bouncing around different breweries when your friends and just people who you just reach out because you know that they're the best source of information. And then you will go there and learn from them. Like we were just talking about before, you know, you went to a specific brewery just because you know that they that's her forte, or
absolutely,
so that you can
yeah.
learn specifically from them.
If there's free knowledge out there, which there's a shit ton of it in this industry, just go get
emphasis it. Emphasis on free, right? Because how expensive is that fucking school? How expensive? I mean, just the CBS is what, like $80 or something? Just for the test, not even for like the study tools or anything, you know? So the fact that you do utilize those free sources
absolutely.
I think, is also a really good thing for people like to take note on and be able to do.
That's the one thing, and I don't know if like what your opinion might be on this too, is like the people who are most successful in this industry, it doesn't come from school credentials. It doesn't come from any of that bullshit. It doesn't come from, like, I've met brewers who have been doing it for 30 years, again, who still think that you can't make a sour in your facility. So like with that mentality, if you get to a complacent point to where you're no longer comfortable in learning things or no longer challenging your own creative process on things, then that's where you start falling off like the fucking, like the last tribe, right?
Yep.
So, but some of the most successful people that I've ever seen in this industry are the ones that you can't outwork them. You are not going to sit there and wake up before them. You're not going to go to bed after
them. Exactly.
And you're not going to, like, they are the ones who will always be hungry. And it's that weird kind of thing to where that would apply to any industry. And I don't think it's necessarily the brewing industry that, like, highlights these people. I think it's very much one of the, like, the brewing industry just kind of helps adopt these people who literally couldn't find another, it's not that they couldn't find another way, but like oftentimes just had a hard time fitting into a lot of other protocols or a lot of other formulas for how to be successful.
Yeah.
And the beer industry just gives them.
Some people just are not fucking school people.
No, this industry gives like those kind of people, like if you work your ass off and you're excited and you're willing to learn, over time you will always fucking come out like way farther than a 30-year veteran.
Absolutely.
Or way farther than anybody who's got like a fucking master's in fermentation.
Or anti-school does not mean anti-hard work.
No, it does not.
You know what I mean?
I have literally sucked up every source of information I can out of this industry. And I will honestly say it was a
great... You do suck. I know.
Thanks. It really was a great, great pleasure to work under Craig Berkmeyer because, like, he is a purist. He is, like, one of the oldest players in the game here in the Florida brewing industry. And, like... he was the type of person like, oh, we shouldn't brew a sour or we shouldn't do this. But it's also like, Craig, shut the fuck up. We're going to do it anyway. But at the same time, like, he had one of the first New England IPAs that Infinite made, which was the recipe was written and brewed by the taproom manager at the time, Sam Betty. He was like, damn, this is pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, right? It just makes a little push. But, like, you know, it's like, you know, he's just so full of knowledge. Like, anything I ever had to ask Craig, even down to just, like, fixing a pump, like, he just knew the answer. And it was just, like, so awesome to be able to have gotten that constant, like, free source of knowledge for the amount of time I did. Like, and yeah, I could go back and be like, Craig, what the fuck does this mean? Like, and I'm like, oh, it means this.
And just the sources you have that you could text. I mean, a number of people, you know, like, it's just kind of comical.
Knowledge.
It's just comical. She's just like, oh, yeah, I just asked someone, you know.
This it, you know, yeah, like, I just I like I
big ass brewery.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just nice like, having people who are like, oh, they're I'm so willing to like answer your question, which again, even just within the United States, I feel like the brewing industry is just one giant family, like we're always willing to help whenever we can.
Yeah,
but at the same time, we're all competition too, which is really funny. But I don't really see it that way. Some people do, whatever. But again, like the free sources of information and knowledge, I will definitely grasp on it because I'm just trying to like better myself every single day. It's like what Chris Johnson said in an interview recently, every single day I clock in and I work production, I'm always learning something new.
Yep.
My knowledge in this industry will never end.
No, no. That's a great mentality to have too.
Absolutely.
It really is.
I love all this. Like any new, like I've never worked with a cool ship. I want to work with a cool ship now. Like working at Bay Cannon, I have my own fooders. It's really interesting learning. How to work with them and clean them and stuff like that. It's nice.
I was just going to go ahead and turn your mic down after that last one.
Turn it off.
No, that's awesome. It's insane just the amount of different types of personalities and stuff that you run into in this industry. And like that same kind of vein too, to where Rain, I don't know where this is coming from, but like, I don't know if you've run into it too. Just the type of wealth of information, types of people that you've been talking about. Like, the very specific personalities that come out through the types of information they have. So I've worked for very, very skilled brewers before too, where like, let's say one is completely mechanically oriented and has like, oh, we do this by like -2% and we dial this into a 0.7 PSI and all that kind of stuff and it works great.
Yeah.
And then I've also worked for certain brewers too, who just come up and like you said earlier, just wiggle some shit and it works out great. And it's just, I don't know, it's fascinating because it's, for me, it's just one of those industries where like, it'll never be boring.
Ever.
And there's never a wrong or a right way to do something. Absolutely. So long as the end product actually is agreeable by it.
There's
everyone.
A billion different ways to do everything back there. And it's crazy. And that's why I felt volunteering was such an awesome tool to get under my belt, because I would like to know every single way to do something.
Well, you fucked that up.
Well, I just said kept going. That's literally the universal sign for keep going.
Bree has to go take
a
pee-pee.
So bad.
Dude, let's
I'm
fucking pee break, because I got to pee like a racehorse,
dude.
I know, dude.
I
fuck.
Could see your leg going, and I was like, well, if he's not going to fucking say it, like, I will. There's no good time to stop.
And we're back. That weird cut.
The pee-pee break. Yeah.
That weird cut right there was brought to you by the fact that we both have very tiny bladders. And we can't call it.
It hurts. The content goes down. The content quality goes down when we have to pee. And I feel like that's pretty
I was about to ask, like, what's your favorite cereal? brewing. It's great.
Beer.
Did you have something you wanted to segue into right away before we start talking about what we were just talking about?
No.
No?
You, boo-boo.
All right. So, as I kind of prefaced it earlier, it's a weird conversation for me to ask about because I have seen the differences and it's not something I've experienced personally. But when it comes to females and males in the brewing industry, I'm assuming you've probably dealt with a lot more bullshit than we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And then we also started bringing up not only gender, race, age, all these different components of things, and just kind of where you stand on all that.
And would you say on a daily basis, not so much like right now because you're in a really, really healthy work environment, but more or less like your experiences previously with other stuff?
So, I mean, so when I was diving into wanting to learn how to make beer and all that shenanigans, I was like, oh, okay, so like there's breweries everywhere. They're obviously not corporate places. Every place should be fucking chill. Every place should be, you know, a family environment because it's not a corporate
mom and pop, so to speak, run.
That's exactly where my mind was at.
Absolutely.
It wasn't necessarily that way starting out. There was a lot of like I can't think of the word, like, just like very aggressive, like communication. Not so much what I thought it would be, but also I'm pretty sensitive too. So I could be biased, but at the same time, like, I don't know. There is multiple shifts where I would cry in front of everyone because I just couldn't understand, like, if I did it this wrong, why couldn't have it like been explained to me a little better? Why couldn't you be like, hey, I'm like, sorry, maybe I said something wrong. You shouldn't have done it this way. You should have done it this way versus like, what the fuck? Like, why did you do this? Like, walk me through this.
Instead of aggressively coming at you, just explaining it in just a more professional way, not
absolutely
jumping down your throat.
And then just a bunch of like other small things,
but
like
that's not a guy on guy thing either. Like, you wouldn't just jump down another guy's
I've
throat.
Never,
like, that's
I never
not
I mean I did kind of see like guy on guy stuff as well.
So that's that person, I feel, or you know what I mean? That I feel
that could just be like a theory and like leadership kind of thing.
Yeah, to where, sure, like, for sure.
I
absolutely
did that when I was younger, hands down. Like, I probably could have done a lot of things differently.
I got
but
you.
Now I'm cognizant. I've been very fortunate enough to have people come to me and call me out when I've done things like that.
Yeah.
And I think it just depends on the person, just to kind of put that under the microscope and be like, am I actually doing this? And am I okay with saying that I'm wrong?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess, like, because like, I'm going to go ahead and just like throw these things in there. I'm new. I am very young and I am a female. So I guess it probably would be a little bit more easier to be cocky with me. Which, I mean, I guess you shouldn't have that mindset, but it just is what it is, you know? And also, I don't know shit. I don't know shit.
Did you, when like, this was going on, do you think having a social media as then a female in production, do you think that just unfortunately then just gives the guys just something to kind of be in a little extra, like,
see,
yeah, this fucking thing, you know?
I don't really know. I didn't have, like, I did still have a decent following back then, but at the same time, like, I was also getting in trouble for posting things. Anything having to do with, like, my job or anything, I would get in trouble for.
Like, would you be allowed to post a beer in your hand from someone else's brand and they would give you shit, or would they just give you shit if it was like in the brewery
on time? Or even if I was clocked in doing anything, if if I was clocked in doing anything and I posted on social media, I would get in a little trouble.
But any of the guy coworkers, like if they took a selfie and put it as their profile photo, do you think they would have?
Yeah, they got in trouble too. But at the same time, it was just like a little extreme, because I was like, I don't know. I just felt like it was just easier to address me with these things versus other people. But again, at the same time, I'm biased because I, you know. But like moving on down like my career path, it just seemed like it was just so much easier for people to snap at me and have their true opinion towards me than any other employee. And I just like wasn't getting it. Like, I really don't want to go into details with stories, but like there really was times where like, well, if I was this person, you would not have done that. But it's always like that other person is a dude. I'm always the only female in every situation I have to bring up with like, you know, my quote unquote, you know, examples. But I don't know. Like, it's just been interesting, but it at the end of the day, if like any female listening, it was survivable.
Yeah.
It was very survivable, especially if
you... Did you talk about it a lot at the time?
Yeah, of course. You know how vocal I am. I am a fucking chatty bitch. I am all about equal rights and fair play. And if it's not being displayed, I absolutely fucking have a loud opinion about it. And it's whether or not it's listened to is the issue. And usually it's not.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Like you mentioned earlier, I am in an extremely healthy work environment now. Like, shout out to Joe Simmons. Like, literally the best boss ever. Like, literally makes me feel like a person. I have been in brewing since, again, like I said, like 22. I didn't learn how to brew by myself until I worked with Joe Simmons.
But isn't that kind of crazy that you just heard someone say, like, wow, this is amazing. I feel like a person.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that kind of throw you the fuck off a little? Well, like, common courtesy, you know?
And it's funny, I've got a lot of stuff rolling through my own head as far as like why that could be. If for some reason these guys are more comfortable talking down to women than they are with other dudes.
Yeah, because through the industry, maybe that's how they were spoken to until...
Or maybe they had never worked with women before.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't know. Like, again,
but
like,
do you
keep
home and talk shit to your wife?
Or like, girlfriend? Yeah, whatever, I don't know.
No, I get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, and also, too, like, one thing that popped out for me is a couple times of, like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And that fucking...
I told myself that all the time. It
but
just is
that.
What it is.
So let me ask you this. Like, hand to God kind of thing. Like, what would you change about certain mindsets? What would you change about certain environments to never have to say that again? Because that fucking sucks. I hate when I hear shit like that. And I'm in a place of like privilege where I can't actually sit there and say, oh yeah, you should be doing this or you should be doing that, because it's fucking bullshit. I've never had to experience something like that. So like hearing somebody else,
30 something.
Yeah,
this is like 60. I mean, not 60, but like, I mean, this is like, I think like once that age group of men are retired,
yeah, once they all die off,
I think it's gonna be a big fucking difference.
I fucking hope. It's just one of those things where like, what would you like to see change? What would you like to see people kind of ask themselves whenever it comes to situations like that, to maybe even just shed a little light on the fact that maybe they're just being an asshole?
Tone.
Okay,
I like that. I don't know what I thought your answer was gonna be, but I love that it was like, and a word.
There is always a fucking nicer way of doing things.
I love that was it.
There is always a nicer way of doing things. You never, ever, ever, ever have to be rude.
Yeah.
There is no reason where you should feel, even if someone messed up a whole batch of beer, like if it was a new person or like a person who has seniority there, there's always a nicer way to do things. We are not corporations. We are ma and pa owned businesses. Like, even though corporations probably could survive a beer loss better than small businesses, mm-hmm. However, this is your team.
Yeah.
This is the people you put your trust in to make your product, to make you money. There is always a nicer way to handle things. Always. If people would just change their tone and talk to everybody equally, I think things would boost a little bit more for age, race, gender, all that.
Yeah. That's a very concise, I think. Just, well, I don't know.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't think anyone out there will disagree with that.
Tone.
And if they do, fuck you.
Or
Watch like, your tone.
Or fuck I'm sorry. You. I mean, fuck you.
You know, just no, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You know,
like literally, it's just it just all boils down to that simple one thing. Just say it in a nice way, even if like you're so frustrated and you taught this person 100 times how to do something. I mean, if they're hurting people based off of like their errors, yeah obviously. Yeah. But like, just come on. It's your family. That's your friend. That's mm-hmm. your coworker. That is your employee. You want that person to stay here, and you want that person to put as much love and hard work into the business trust. As you do.
Yeah, it's a very trusting relationship that people who own a business and work for a business, you know,
talk to them
have.
As if
absolutely.
There is a relationship mm-hmm. there, whether there is or not.
Everyone works better when they feel secure, and that's just
absolutely.
A fact. Everybody will 100 will thrive if they feel like there's a purpose and
it's got a hole in her mouth.
Yeah. You know,
no yeah. hands down. That you was know. Actually really like, yeah, I didn't see that coming. That was good. Oh, I like that route. That
well,
fun.
Like as I've experienced a lot, and like, you know, being in Pink Boots, like we all share our stories.
Oh God,
we're
yeah.
all women in the brewing mm-hmm. industry.
Yo, those meetings, bro. Oh yeah. Wow,
they always get pretty intense, which yeah. is nice. That's what I want to hear.
Either
your story.
Start crying and laughing yeah. within 10 minutes of each other. Yeah. Swear to God, like.
Yeah, after everything I've heard, everything I've experienced, everything I've seen, just that just has to be the most appropriate answer to me.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Truly. Truly. So I was looking down and I didn't see your face. And then that one time at band camp. No, you weren't cutting.
No, you're on your own on that one.
Damn it.
Bonus episode.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, the segue of just like bringing in Pink Boots. So for those of you out there, is that what you're going to say?
I swear to God, I was going Pink Boots to Brewfest. Like, it went, yeah.
It's almost I've seen the copy. No, but bringing up Pink Boots, for those of us dum-dums out there who actually don't know what that is. You guys are both members of it, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Fill us in on those deeds, man.
Man. So Pink Boots, I have been a part of it since the Florida chapter started because of obviously what I've talked about. It seemed and is a safe space. It's a female brewers guild, and there is a chapter per state, but also depending on the state, you know, like Texas or California, there's probably multiple chapters in the state because the state is so huge. Mm-hmm. But Florida, we only have one. It's basically an organization for females who have any type of work in the industry, whether you make beer, wine, cider, mead.
Or the chemicals that go into the brewery.
Yeah,
that's
caustic,
what's so cool.
If you
people
sell
don't
caustic,
think
like,
about that.
Yeah,
like
they
how
don't.
Deep it goes. There's a woman, this older woman, that is the shit. And she works for one of the chemical companies.
Is it
and
Zep?
That's,
no.
No.
Oh.
No. But it's like you don't think about how far out the hosing, like everything, like all those people.
Taproom managers, yeah, bartenders. Yep. Chicks who work at Hooters. I mean, Hooters girls pour craft beer. So technically a portion of their, like we accept anyone who has any affiliation with craft beer
like
who wants to join.
25%
of your income monthly must come from craft beer in order mm-hmm. for you to join Pink Boots.
All right.
So yeah, it's just like a super welcoming place, like girl gang, girl power. Like we create spaces where like if you don't understand something and you don't want to ask your coworkers, which at the end of the day, I'm just going to say trust your coworkers, ask them, you know, come to us. One of us will help you. Mm-hmm. If you were let go from a brewery and you're scared you're going to be blacklisted, come to us. We will help you. If you are experienced sexual harassment, come to us. We will do whatever
they
we can.
They will light that bitch on fire.
I will light that bitch on fire. But yes.
As well you should, actually.
Not wrong.
This guy's
she
fucking
is
suck.
Not wrong.
And it's just like, I don't know, I've kind of become like a Pink Boots soldier in a mm-hmm. sense, and I feel that's why I was personally asked to join the board, because I love all of these ladies. I just want to be friends with everyone in the brewing industry. I want to hold hands and lift each other up. Like, man, if I could create like a Florida-based HR company for like Florida breweries only, I would. I would want people to be like, why the fuck is Allie in here? What happened? Who contacted
what
her?
What happened?
Like, we're here to talk to you about something.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, I guess like it kind of like sparks the fire from the whole Boulevard situation. I don't want something like that to ever happen.
No. like, and for as long, like, let alone happening, but the fact that it went on as long as it did, and no one knew, and no one was there to help them and to listen. Yeah. That's what's so fucking crazy, and that's like what Pink Boots is for.
It's like that ridiculous, like, outdated bullshit of, like, oh, that's just, again, that's just the way it is. That's just, like,
that's definitely their mentality, and that's definitely must have been their fucking slogan on their wall.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, because of one
dickhead. Like, when you leave to go play your game and you tap the wall, that's what all the men in their fucking brewery did.
Is that a sports reference?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. No, cool, I don't sports. No, okay. Yeah. Well, you guys hit walls?
Anyway.
Is this racquetball?
No,
it's softball, bitch.
Ah.
But
that's
yeah.
like more of a football thing.
Whatever. Sure. Nerds. But yeah, so like, I know Pink Boots is, at the end of the day, I'm going to say it's a safe space. It does offer a lot of things, obviously, to that, because there is a yearly membership fee.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, barely anything. Most breweries will even pick that
up. If you go to your brewery owner, you're like, hey, I want to join Pink Boots, can you pay for my membership?
Like, tactile, zero fucking questions. Like, what's your last
it's
name?
So cheap. But yeah, and it's just really super awesome, and every year we do like any brewery can do a Pink Boots beer if you buy the hot blend, but we usually try to make like events of it, like a big Pink Boots collaboration brew day, and like, oh, hey, this person registered, who wants to go there and hang out with them for this Pink Boots brew day and stuff like that. And again, it's a safe space, Female Brewers Guild for every state.
And scholarships.
Scholarships,
I mean, there was like 10 or more this year I saw posted, and I even contemplated. I was like, all right, I'll give it a couple more years and then I'll like take advantage of this stuff and like earn my keep, you know. But I mean, there's some really awesome programs they offer scholarships for. Sure, really are.
And it also, it helps us network a lot better. Like, it's really nice. Like, if there's a female employee at a brewery in Florida, I probably know them because of Pink Boots.
Yep.
Great networking. Like, someone's in the area like, hey, do you want to link up and have a beer? Like, we're both in Pink Boots and I'm around. Like, it's just so, it's great for networking too.
Fuck yeah.
Because you have your guild and stuff, you know, which I used to make fun of Doug heavily for the fact
you guys, like,
that
push the glass. I'm like, here's your guild.
For fuck's sake, I didn't even know that was like legitimately a thing besides the lollipop guild. And then one day I'm like over his house when we first started dating. He's like, so I have a guild meeting tomorrow. I'm like, I'm fucking sorry, what, sir? Oh, you're gonna go home and play Elder Scrolls later? Yeah. Like, you fucking nerd.
Make sure you bring your sword and your mage outfit, you fucking Elder doof.
Shout out Bethesda.
Oh man,
guilds are fun though.
It is awesome.
I had one in World of Warcraft when I was in middle school, but other than that, it's just Pink Boots.
Well, hell yeah. So yeah, it's if you're so in the fun. Area, support Pink Boots. Obviously,
any state, buy the hot blend. Anywhere,
buy the hot blend.
Yeah,
2020 absolutely. Just came out, right?
2021.
2021 did. Yeah. Actually, I think that loud noise we just heard earlier of unpacking boxes just came in. Yeah,
let's go touch it.
Let's go touch it. I'm going to use it as a pillow.
Yes.
That's awesome. You guys are doing a Pink Boots thing at Bacon, or that was the collab, right?
That was the collaboration boot day. So our previous chapter leader, Frances, who also runs Female Brewfest,
how awesome was it to see that beer fest pop up? Like, oh, I didn't even know it was in planning because I wasn't a part of, like, it was fresh in the industry.
Yeah.
And the day it just popped up as the thumbnail, like, there's a Female Beer Fest. Like, what the fuck is this? And the venue, everything about it. Like, how cool was that to see that whole thing transpire?
It's just so amazing. Like, every single booth is either a brewery that's female owned, female head brewed, or just has a female at it where the brewery supports that they have a female at their brewery. Like,
was there any heat online for that at all? Was there any bullshit?
Not at all.
That's fucking awesome.
That's cool.
I feel like this day and age, you'd expect some dickhead to sit there and speak up over something. But.
Yeah, seriously.
At least none to my immediate knowledge, but Frances is pretty, she's a great communication person, so like, she would have told us if there was.
It didn't pop up on Worst Beer Blog, so
no.
It might not have gone that big.
The Florida 2019 Pink Boots Brew Day didn't end up on Worst Beer Blog, but only because he thought our beer name was really funny.
No fucking way. What was that? Which one was it? You Should Smile More?
You Should Smile More.
That's pretty good.
Is that not the best name you've ever heard for a female totally made done beer?
That's pretty on point for that.
I know this goes without even really needing to be said, but that is truly everyone's trigger. Don't you fucking ever. I don't care your age. I don't care if you're an 80-year-old man. Don't you fucking dare walk up to a female and tell her,
"You should smile more. You should smile more.
You should put a smile on. You're prettier when you smile." Like, I can't even count how many times I've heard that. When I worked security and would be in full uniform, gun on my hip, standing there like screaming, "Don't fucking talk to me." And then you have the testicles to come up to me and tell me I should smile. What part of my job description comes off like I need to fucking smile at you to make you feel more comfortable?
I feel like in that position, if you're about to smile at me, you're about to beat my actual ass.
Like, I'm smiling like, oh, you know?
So as a small PSA to all the dudes listening, if you want to keep the testicles she just referred to, don't fucking say that.
Don't say that.
But it's such a good name. And like, I wasn't surprised.
It was great.
I wasn't surprised that it fucking ended up on
there.
That
was amazing. I've never been more proud to have a regime.
I was so proud. Yeah. Because also that was a really fun day too. Actually, that was the day I met Tyler.
Oh, no way.
When that beer was brewed. Yeah.
Really?
Wait, no.
Which brewery was that at again?
No, sorry. I was thinking of our first Pink Boots meeting at Cigar City. Because we've done so much shit at Cigar City.
A lot of Cigar City.
Well, it's like the, you know, Tampa is like, you know,
a nice middle ground for Florida, a good meeting zone. And their back, you know, little meeting area is perfect. It really is.
That's why we were trying to figure out, all right, we need to, because we've already done a big one at Swamp Head. We did a big one at Cigar City. We need another brewery to do a big one at.
Yeah.
And we were just like, but Cigar City.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Pink Boots, like if you're in the industry at all, even the tiniest bit, like even if you're just like a distributor, join Pink Boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
definitely.
It's a great resource. Like, we are all here for each other no matter what.
So why were you on Worst Beer Blog again?
Because my shitty attitude. No, because...
There is like no rhyme or reason for this. I just really think everyone needs to hear it.
Man, fuck. All right. So I post some thirst traps sometimes. I have a lot of free time on my hands here, guys. I posted a certain thirst trap, but also the homies at Hourglass, shout out, send me like whenever they do like colorful like beers, like their laser kit, and they're like, "Oh, Allie has to have this," which they're correct because I do.
So you guys are just gonna hear me giggling in the background this entire story.
Keep laughing, bitch.
Stop doing it.
I'm so sorry.
And so, like, I don't know, some home brewer who I guess is from the Orlando area who doesn't even follow my page decided to comment on my photo and be like, "It was okay." The beer that I was posting about. And I'm like, great, but I really wasn't like aiming for opinions here, especially not yours. I guess I just had to say that. And then
the attitude. This is what we're talking about. This is the Ali response.
I've homebrewed with one of the original people from Sierra Nevada, so I know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, great, I've been production brewing for 3 years, go away. And homie just kept on going and going and going. So
I got dark and deep and mean and
like and then pictures ended up on Worst Beer Blog. But what was like more like dissatisfying than like arguing with someone like that was seeing how many people would just look at a picture of me. They would look at an over-edited, bright rainbow picture of me and be like, "Oh, there's no way she brews." And which I'm going to skirt off here and be like, I'm going to ask the public here for a second. What do you expect female brewers to look like? Like, do we need long, pointy noses with a boil and a witch hat in order to actually brew beer here?
Actually, wait, like, quick question. How many children per barrel do you guys dry children with?
At least eight.
Okay.
That's gonna
gunk up a fermenter, but hey, you guys do you.
I'm not Jester King, so probably at least eight.
Buzzing! Yes!
But like, yeah, I was just like so confused. Like literally nothing anyone said negative hurt my feelings in absolutely any way. It was all very comical.
But it was a lot of comments. It was a lot. Like, it turned into a whole thing. Like, yeah, on her picture, but then on Worst Beer Blog, that's when it really, like, transpired.
Absolutely.
And people just came the fuck at her. And that's also a big question is, like, do you think any of that would have transpired if you just flat out just didn't have a social media?
No, like, if I were a man, none of
that. I was going to say, like, if you had a dick, well, how would that happen?
That is, like, that's the obvious. We're clearly in, like, the female, you know, point of view on it. But, I mean, do you think it's because
I have a following on social media?
You just have a following on social media. Absolutely. That's why, like, if you just had a 200-300, only your photos were only of you in the back of the house, only in fucking boots and brewing and stuff, like, not a single comment would be made. But because you, like, I'm
very girly, sparkly.
I'm sparkly. I'm going to also promote other beer and turn this into just a fun ass little hobby. Like, that's actually
time on my hands.
Like, poke the embers on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I really felt like just because I was just like very bright and out there and vibrant that people are like, oh no, like all that staged. She doesn't really brew. Or do
you think it's because you're also attractive? Like, do you think that there's also a little bit of a connotation because of that?
Unfortunately, you know what I mean? Yes. And I don't understand. I mean, we all have body dysmorphia. I personally don't think I'm that, like, out there. But I've literally been refused jobs because a female who was associated with a man hiring me took a look at my picture and they're like, no.
Yeah.
No. And I'm just like, that's so unfair.
Absolutely.
Like, I just want to work and make money and pay my bills. But,
like, you wouldn't have touched that guy regardless with a 10-foot pole, but she thought you might one day.
I just want to make beer and pay my bills and chill out and, like, make stupid edits of myself. Like, but yeah, at the same time, like, there was just so much fucking, like, hate going on in the comments simply because of a pretty bright picture of me. And that is just so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, if that were a man or if that picture didn't look that way, this wouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
But you know what? Even though it was a dude who squashed it all, shout out to my mans, Tyler, for putting all of you in your place.
He went rip-roaring down the comments and just shut it the fuck down, because then everyone would click on it and be like,
see who he was.
That guy works for Angry Chair, and he's sticking up for her right now. And then everyone shut up. No one made a retaliating comment after someone with clout, like, I don't know, I did,
like, the fact,
like,
that
someone actually got, like, then stuck up for it, then it was fine.
Like,
then it was okay.
First of all,
I believe
kudos
you
to him. That's a fucking badass action of him, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, sounds like he loves the shit out of you. Hell yeah.
I love him.
So, but then also, too, the fact
I
that,
hate
like,
him.
Nobody...
I do hate him, too.
The fact, like, that's what it takes for people to, like, get their head out of their own ass and stuff is insane to me.
Yeah.
It was very frustrating, but at the end of the day, I must say, growing up with the life I did, I've never really had anyone to actually have my back like that before. And it was just really nice that not only was Tyler more than willing without me even saying anything, I didn't say anything. Yeah. He just saw it, read all of them, and was like, absolutely not. That's my bitch. Yeah.
And
he's my teacher,
seen
too.
You work. He
Tyler
is
my teacher.
How hard you work.
He literally, like, 100% of the time, he's with me at work. Always teaching me, always guiding me. And he's like, for me to see how hard you work, for people to look at a picture of you and be like, ah, her, that's staged. Fuck that.
The stage shots, that's what pissed me the fuck off. Just because she's on, like, the brew deck and, like,
they're
like,
oh, that's
not
real. So my boss was
like,
do you want me to go on there as Bay Can and be like, yes, we pay her only to come in the production area to hold a keg and be like, I work here.
All of us who go in for brew days pointing at me for the green pouring shot, and then you have a real fucking brewer. Like, that's not acceptable. Say, talk some shit to us who are on collab days or like, I poured some grain.
Or also, you know,
like,
what?
And that's still, like, fucking fine. But, like, that's that shit. Like,
as that homebrewer, go through one of those days as a brewer. Yeah. Like, if you think you're that fucking cool and you know all that shit.
No. Especially.
Exactly. Go turn the valves. Go fucking dump the grain in. Go fucking lift
operate
the kegs.
Operate the brew deck.
Operate the brew deck. Get all the fucking grain
clean
out.
Clean the then false bottom.
Clean the false bottom.
And CIP the brew deck. Come
and
on.
Then, and then follow that to fermentation. Know what the fuck you're doing. And then keg it all and lift it all in there by yourself. Fuck you.
And then comprehend where it's going in the market and also how to even talk about that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I also looked up a Sierra Nevada recipe once too, so I know everything too. I hear it's the Cascade.
Man, so what's funny is Bay Cannon is actually doing a collab with Hourglass, and I contacted Mike and I was like, all right, I have to pick the name of the beer where we brew it at the Hourglass location, because at Bay Cannon we only name our beers after like people names, so we can't get really creative there. So I'm like, we either need to
but
name.
But I love that that's your thing, though. Yeah, like, me too. You know, it's awesome.
It's on brand.
It's super cute.
But yeah, so with the Hourglass location one, I'm like, Mike, we either need to call it Chef Steve, Executive Chef, or It Was Okay.
It was okay.
We need to
vote it was okay, to
we need
honest.
To get back on Worst Beer Blog.
Yeah, follow up.
Just put where that comment now? As the can label. Just this snip a screenshot, and that's the can. Yeah.
It was okay.
It was okay. Come on, have you ever seen an Untappd review or anything like on a label? That would be funny as shit.
Actually,
like,
that'd be good.
It was okay.
That, actually, oh my like, god. The
just saying. I think that'd be funny as fuck.
Beep, beep, beep. You heard it here first.
You heard it here.
But delete, yeah, delete, at the delete. End of the day.com, I was just put on Worst Beer Blog for my shitty ass attitude because I did not handle it well.
And I'm just thankful to know a celebrity. So.
Let's be honest. If you're listening to this, you wish you were on there. Honestly. Yeah. Whether it was for good reason or bad reason, who the fuck cares?
Hence why TMZ is still a thing.
Still gunning for that myself.
No, I want Fail Army for us, but we need to live in Canada.
I've done plenty of those. It just hasn't been on, like, on video.
Do you fucking believe me yet that that's no. their fucking... Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay, so it's totally so fucking off topic.
Let's go.
So you know Fail Army, you know, like, all those shows that most breweries play in the background and people just eating shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so Fail Army, like, that is based in Canada, and, like, you only can live in Canada, and then they also give you $1,000 if your video is uploaded, but for some reason, just, like...
Don't they use, like, ruples or something up
Chris
there?
Just won't believe me on this. Like, I don't know why this is still a debate, but, like, Chris just won't
Fail
fucking
Army, get
believe
out of us.
Me.
I'm just saying.
Sponsor
just,
us.
Yeah.
It's just such a funny
DM us for collabs.
Yeah.
Debate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I got.
I had one other question. Just from like a brewing standpoint, what do you like to make?
Wrong answers only.
Fucking gin barrel aged pastry Rausch beer, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Are we only aging on like cave aged goat cheese that we actually got from Wallonia?
I need to do a sparkly Schwartz beer with a lamb head in the boil and maybe like treated with like charcoal and salt.
I actually attach headphones to the fermenter and play it nothing but Mongolian throat music. So
that's how it gets the fucking wow. like the, like the thick character. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but like. I hope we never collaborate because we're going to make the weirdest fucking
Are you kidding me? We've been talking about our sour lager that's going to be like pitch black.
Sour lager.
Sour Schwarzbier.
Sour Schwarzbier.
It's going to happen.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
So if I have to get completely nerdy in whatever else you want to call it, I have to say I'm just grateful to know how to brew by myself. So sure. Any recipe I'm thrown at, I'm like, fuck yeah. I do have to say, like, the few times I've brewed a stout, that was essentially pretty difficult for me because it was a lot of, like, weighing out this and weighing out that and not using a full bag of this and a full bag of that. So it was, like, really nice to, like, get it all set up. I'm like, oh, okay, I have everything correct. Lit, let's do this. And then also it's just, like, learning how to, like, add, like, this and then add that. Like, what's the pro? Like, I don't know. I just have to say that, like, I'm just grateful to be brewing anything, so I can't say I have a favorite style to brew.
That's fair.
However, I'll say a kettle sour because that means I have a short day.
I respect the shit out of that.
No, hands down. If we actually would have been brewing today, we would have been done by now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just like, because whenever I brew a kettle sour, like, yeah, I have to like, what we do is I knock out, clean out the kettle, but immediately put it back in, and then I just have to like caustic and rinse that fermenter.
Yeah.
But it also still knocks out like 2 extra hours of work if I'm doing a kettle sour. So I would have to say that so I can go home earlier.
Yeah, even then, you're just sitting on your ass while you're waiting for the heat exchanger to do all the work. It's great. I love it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And, you get it. And then you fucking get it,
Brie. And then my boss gets to come in, and all he has to fucking do is boil it and knock it out. So he's pretty happy too.
Looking at you, Christian. Can't wait for you to get after. Fuck yeah.
Well, thank you so fucking much for literally every single part of that. That was more than I could have hoped in.
Hell yeah, Brotato.
Just, I don't know, diving deep into the seriousness, but also being able to have some comedic relief and be able to discuss it and not make people too uncomfortable that they turned it off and that, you know, like,
well, yeah. We don't know that yet.
Well, yeah, y'all,
if you made it here, congratulations. You're not a total dick.
I know you're listening. I know you guys. So it was very awesome for you to jump on with us. We've been talking about this for quite a while.
Yeah.
We'll make our sour lager eventually.
A sour switch.
We'll change the world together.
Absolutely. We're going to be a day in the life.
And as usual, Chris, you're tolerable. And yeah. Especially, you're tolerable. Especially in, you know, more feminine related subjects. You could be
worse.
I just
know to shut the fuck up. You could be worse. Not saying anything stupid.
On air. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
You guys wait till after these mics are off.
Well, thank you guys so much. And if you want to hear more of Allie, she is also on a podcast called No More Pores.
Burp in that podcast.
She burps in that
too.
As well. You guys release on a specific day or what do you wanna?
The first 3 Thursdays of every month at 7:30 we go live on our mm-hmm. Facebook page, No More Pores. You can also follow us at No More Pores on Instagram, where I do crazy edits of our guests and explain who they are and why they're on the episode. And yeah.
I can say, as somebody who is actually like a product of that,
yes.
I did not see that coming.
Yours was actually one of my favorites.
It was so much fun.
She sent it over, and I was just like,
let me put some money on this.
That was fantastic. That is Little Hot Flower on Instagram. I don't know. Don't
PSN,
get some bullshit.
Add me on
Twitter.
PlayStation. Play me on Call of Duty. 1v1 me, bro. Let's go.
Don't get some fucking insane Twitter handle, too, where you change it like regularly.
Coochie Carnage.
Coochie Carnage.
I am here on for all of note, you.
On that note.
How many fooders did you guys say you have?
2.
Oh, so tutors.
Tutors. Dead. Dead.